use all the organic sugar.
Whee! Wait, hold on.
Hello, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Zell, and this is Diana. Diana is a filmmaker and a film editor, and Diana was the first woman in South Africa to direct a film of her own. And she's also got a passion for beautiful beads that she's collected from all over the world, and she makes wonderful creations, and I've been the lucky recipient of one of her treasures.
And I've been a lucky recipient of Zell's beautiful book called The Nut Gourmet. So anything you want to know about vegan cooking, it's in this book. Zell also co-hosts and writes a online website called Vegetarians in Paradise, VIP. That's really very exciting, and for new recipes and news and views about vegan and vegetarian affairs, that website is the place to go. So thank you, Zell, and I'm very honored to be here today with you, the gourmet cook. I'm just here to be a helper. So thank you.
Admiration Society here. Okay, today we're going to be preparing a wonderful Hanukkah feast. We have three separate dishes. We're going to be doing a stuffed cabbage rolls, and we're going to be making the traditional potato latkes. I should say the revered potato latkes. And a vegan sour cream. And for our dessert, we'll be having a wonderful old traditional compote, which is a stewed fruit a mixture. But we're going to give it a 21st century twist with chocolate toasts to garnish it.
Yummy, yummy. I can't wait.
All right, let's get started. Okay, for our Brazil nut and raisin stuffed cabbage rolls, we're going to first start by cooking the rice. So, Diana, do you want to add the water? It's right over there. 2 cups of water. And I like to use the short grain brown rice because it's got a moistness that helps things and a kind of a glutinous quality that kind of holds things together really well. We need about 3/4 teaspoon of salt. Okay, I'm going to take this over to the stove, and we're going to give it 25 to 35 minutes. As soon as it comes to a boil, we're going to turn the heat down to the lowest point and let it steam for 35 to 45 minutes until it's nice and tender and all of the liquid is absorbed. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to prepare our cabbage. What we need to do is cut the core out of the cabbage, and then we're going to cook the cabbage so that the leaves are soft and pliable. So the first thing we do is we start with a good firm paring knife. Well, we cook it whole, so yes, we need to create a nice cavity in there. And I think we're going to do a little bit more so that they steam all of the leaves and make them pliable enough so we can roll the cabbage leaves. So we're going to take it over to the stove, and we're going to put it in the pot. There's 4 cups of water. We put the cover on, and we turn it on high. And as soon as it comes to a boil, we turn that down to the lowest heat, and that steams for about 15 minutes. Okay, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to make our tomato sauce.
Aha.
So into the pot. So you like this one. This is a little spoonful.
Oh, I like that. I love red anyway.
So we put our tomato paste into the pot. It's going to be a sweet and sour sauce.
Very yummy.
Yes, very tasty.
Yummy.
All right. I'm going to be putting in 2 15-ounce cans of tomato paste, or 30 ounces altogether. And we need about 1.5 cups of water, so I'm going to let you measure the water.
All right.
I'm going to measure 1/4 cup plus 3 tablespoons of the organic sugar.
1 1/4.
And that goes into the pot.
Too much.
1/4 cup of lemon juice, plus 2 tablespoons. All right. And 1.5 teaspoons of salt. All right, Diana, do you want to take that over to the stove?
Sure. So we want this to be on a medium heat or high?
Medium heat, yes.
Heat.
We just want to blend the flavors.
Fine.
That's all we need to do. Just stir it up so it blends the flavors. Okay. Now, if you want to cut the bell pepper in half, we're going to chop them. And I'm going to chop the onions.
Little pieces like that?
That's beautiful.
Is that good?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
We want to take out the seeds. We don't want the seeds in there, Diana.
Okay. So now we're going to put this in the little pan?
In the skillet.
Uh-huh. In the skillet.
Okay. This is two onions and one red bell pepper. We're going to use two cloves of garlic. And this is a very handy little garlic peeler. If you've never seen one before, it's a very unusual little device. It's just a very soft plastic. And we tuck the garlic clove in there. And we roll it by pressing on it.
Yes. That's why I love working with Zoe. I'm always learning something new all the time.
New. Oh, yes, fun
How
stuff.
How to make things easier in the
and
kitchen.
And one more little garlic.
You're sniffing from the onions.
I am, yes, I am. Now we're going to mince our garlic. And it goes into the filling. To mince, I start out by just kind of chopping it so it's workable. Put the point of the knife down and just rock the knife with the hand. I'm going to put that into the skillet. All right. We're going to water saute, a small amount of water. You can eliminate a lot of extra fat and calories by water sauteing. You know, there are times when we do use oil when it really makes a difference in the recipe. Here, it makes absolutely no difference. And for every tablespoon of water oil that you don't use, you've tossed away 120 calories
wow.
and 14 grams of fat. Who needs that?
Me for sure don't need it.
Many
so
of us.
So this is great. This is a great trick, actually.
We'll be back in just a moment. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
Tablespoons of the organic sugar. While that's sautéing, I'm going to cut this is Gimelin vegan sausage flavor, this ground sausage. And I like the sausage flavor because it really has a nice herby kind of quality. I like it. So we're going to cut this open. Ah, tell you what, Diana, maybe you would like to do the nuts for us.
I would love to.
Okay. I have the nuts right here. Come around
okay.
on this side. What you're going to do is...
Ta-da!
Yes!
What is this for?
This is for chopping coarsely, tough nuts. It's perfect for tough nuts. Brazil nuts are tough nuts. You can't put them in your hand and just break them. So you've got to chop them with something that'll do the job. Put the nuts into the plastic bag. You're going to put it on the floor.
On the floor?
On the floor, yeah, because we get tough with this. We
are
really tough, yes.
Okay, the nuts are on the floor.
And you're going to pound them. Just basically pound each nut one time.
Really?
To just break it up. That's all we want
to
do.
I'm going to get... All right, here goes. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, get tough.
Wow.
Get tough.
Well, I'm worried about your floor.
No. Floor's fine.
Whee! Wait, hold on. This is fun. Well, I've never seen anything like this before. Chopped nuts. How about that?
What we did was we plumped the raisins in a little bit of warm water, and then we have to make sure we got all the water out. I think we can just go ahead and throw them in.
And the nuts.
And the nuts, absolutely.
The nuts
throw in.
In
the nuts.
I can't wait to put my nuts in. Here they are.
Such enthusiasm. I love this. It's a fun dish.
Oh,
it's a very
goodness.
Fun dish.
Cooking is fun.
And Diana, it's fun to cook with you.
Well, it's fun to be with you. I'm learning so much. I'm so tired of my old recipes.
This is a rather sticky kind of experience, but we're going to break up the sausage. We want to be able to distribute it all over. And you know what, Diana? Add just a tad more water.
Okay.
Just a tad.
Coming up.
We don't want this to run dry. That's good. Perfect. Almost any natural food store knows about Gimelin sausage. and Light Life products. They are always, they're vegan, and there's absolutely no fat in this vegan sausage. Would you believe that? Sausage with no fat?
Yeah. Great.
So this is actually a low-fat dish, which is great for people wanting to lose weight and stay healthy. And as soon as our rice is finished, we'll throw that in, and that will complete the filling. Okay, we needed half a teaspoon of salt to finish off our filling. And some freshly ground black pepper. There's our timer. That's the cabbage. All right, rescue the cabbage. All right, we're going to get some giant tongs, really good secure tongs, to remove our cabbage because it's good and hot. Let that drain a little bit. Okay, there we go. And you can see how it can cook all the way through. Okay, this is a little bit hot, but what we've done is soften the cabbage and allow the leaves to come away easily so that we can steam them. And we're going to put each leaf on the other plate.
This is
an Eastern European dish.
Right.
But Jews all over the world have stuffed all sorts of things. In the Middle East, they do the vine leaves. Other places in Europe, they do stuffed peppers.
Right.
Yes.
That I make often. I love a stuffed pepper.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So in your family, your tradition, did your family mother ever make stuffed cabbage or?
Yes,
stuffed?
I think they did. But unfortunately, in those days, they used meat, which you know. So they weren't adherent to the right creeds. We've come a long way since then.
Let's just put it that way,
you know.
Yes, we have. We've learned a very humane way
of
preparing food and
right.
living. Yes. Yes, we have.
This came up beautifully. I love it. Can't wait to stuff it and eat it. Yummy, yummy. This is going to be a special Hanukkah this year. With new things that I've never tasted before, and new recipes. Always fun to experiment and try new things and different things.
All right, now we're going to do a short little meditation, but we'll be back.
Visit www.vegparadise.com to learn more about Zell Allen and her fantastic vegan recipes and trends in vegetarianism and dining. Please join us again on Wednesday, December 1st, to celebrate the first day of Hanukkah, the blessed festival of lights, with Zell and Diana. We'll stuff and bake our hearty cabbage rolls and make a delicious fresh fruit compote, complemented by chocolate wafers. Yum! See you again soon on Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May divine love and light kindle your heart this holiday season. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.